Michael, exciting news here today at Science Behind Nemisphere, which I really believe after I saw the presentation, I think this is going to be a win for a lot of producers who are struggling with soybean cyst nematode in their field. So talk about why this technology is needed from BASF with Nemisphere.
Yeah, for soybean industry as a whole in the United States, SCN, or soybean cyst nematode, is our number one yield loss challenge for diseases. It represents fully one-third of all disease losses. We've managed that pest with native traits like PI8788 for basically 30 years. And the challenge is, we know in agriculture, anytime you do the same thing over and over and over again, the pest adapts. So today, we now only get about 40% control with PI8788 compared to 95% control when we first adopted that. Because of that, we see a huge yield gap that continues to expand every year between what's the yield potential of a soybean variety versus what does the farmer actually harvest. So today, we're looking at a yield gap that's somewhere around 10 to 12%. And that's really stolen yield from the farmer.
Well, and thinking about that stolen yield, and a lot of times, you know, you had a few university experts here today who I've talked with many times, Dr. Tilka and Dr. Nicora Lopez, and a lot of times when it comes to SCN, farmers, by the time they see the injury in their field, it's already too late, right, Michael?
Yeah, that's one of the largest challenges, is that we don't see obvious above-ground symptoms until we're over 20% yield losses. And even then, those symptoms aren't specific to soybean cyst nematode. So it's a real challenge. And one of the goals is to get farmers aware of the pest problem so that we start addressing it when it's that 5 to 10% yield challenge. And we can head it off before it becomes this profit draining challenge for farmers. And that's where Nemisphere can come in. We can stack Nemisphere, the first biotechnology trait in agriculture for nematode management. We can stack it with native traits to provide an easy-to-use and durable long-term solution to get optimal SCN management for the farmer. And we can get back to harvesting more of the genetic yield potential of today's soybean varieties.
And to your point, being able to stack it and being able to have more options out there to manage SCN and try to find that resistance, et cetera, that's going to be really crucial to make sure we can go another, 30 years trying to fight off SCN in our fields.
You're 100% right. We're looking for durable solutions where we can get optimum SCN management today, but we can design them in ways that they'll be sustainable for the long term. So we're stacking Nemisphere with native resistance, and this is really a twofold benefit. We get longer durability of our native traits, which we really have PI8788 and Peking, and that's it. And then at the same time, we'll get a longer, more durable solution for Nemisphere. And so it's mutually reinforcing. This is really a great solution for the farmer to get optimum SCN management today and management that's durable for the long term.
Let's talk about, it sounds like 2028 is kind of the timeline here for Nemisphere. What are some of those details? I know producers are going to be excited to learn about this.
Yeah, so as we talked about today, we're targeting the 2028 season for commercial plantings. Today we talked about how we're going to come to the market stacked with today's leading herbicide tolerance platform, the Enlist E3 platform. What we also talked about today is that Nemisphere is not only SCN management, but that same trait brings tolerance to HPPD herbicides. So we're going to add a new mode of action to that Enlist E3 herbicide system. So we're going to provide 2,4-D choline tolerance, glufosinate tolerance, glyphosate tolerance, and now Nemisphere is going to bring in HPPD tolerance. Specifically, it's going to enable the use of mesotrione in pre-emergent applications. All this is going to come to the market for the 2028 planting season. In 2026, we're trying to get as many people out to the field to see the trait, to experience it. In 2027, we're going to be working with a lot of farmers to plant on-farm trials so they can see, touch, and feel the trait ahead of the commercial launch. And so they have an idea of how it's going to perform on their fields and in their area.
I'm sure if producers interested in learning more about Nemisphere, maybe, you know, we get into 27, taking part in some of those on-field trials, et cetera, staying in touch with their BASF representatives online, et cetera. A lot of ways to just kind of keep the conversation going, right, Michael?
Absolutely. You can head to BASF.com to find more information on Nemisphere. You can sign up to get alerts as we start talking about more of those plans during the 2026 season to see it in the field, going into the 2027 season to possibly have the chance to see it on your farm. And then it's really about making it broadly available to the market for 2028 so we can really drive yield from all angles. Below ground, improved SCN management. Above ground, better weed control options. And all of this is about being able to harvest more of that genetic yield potential of today's soybean varieties.
Exciting news with Nemisphere coming to the market from BASF. Michael, anything else you would mention or reiterate to folks here before we close out our conversation today?
I'm just super excited to be able to bring this type of innovation to soybean production, and it's really a hallmark of BASF's dedication to innovation. You know, 11 cents of every dollar that BASF makes goes back to the R&D pipeline, and it's really that investment that allows us to bring historical innovations like Nemisphere to the market, because they take a lot of time to develop. And that's what I'm super excited about, is bringing that type of solution to the farmer so they can experience higher yields on their farms.
Michael McCarville with BASF. Thanks for telling us more about Nemisphere here at the BASF Science Behind Event at Commodity Classic. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.